Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here for another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And it's your host, of course, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado, a snowy ground here across the Front Range and big snow in the high country. And as always, it's always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you and speak to you. And Happy New Year! And to each and every one of you, may this year be productive. May it be positive. May it be a renewal of the American dream. May it be something that happens good to you or happens good to your community or happens good to your state and certainly to these great United States and, in fact, to the world, to this planet home that we have, this spaceship flying through the black void of space in the Milky Way. And it's just, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I thank you for joining us. And as I make a quote each week, and I always appreciate this one, and my brother Howard has it on his website. He is going to be my guest this evening here after the break. No man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. And that, of course, was Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. And so we start the new year, 2008. With greater determination, with greater passion, with a greater sense of urgency for this nation, for our culture, for our language, and for our rights as appreciated in and declared in the United States Constitution. And as we look back on 2007, we had some extraordinary, and I do mean extraordinary, successes, and each and every one of you out there can take a bow, and you can also just shake hands with each other. And tonight, of course, everyone knows that the Iowa caucuses are going on. The news showed that maybe Hillary Clinton will come in third. Obama is surging. John Edwards could be a surprise. We also know that men like Fred Thompson are probably going to be dropping out, along with Chris Dodd will be dropping out, and the culling process is well on its way of the great American heritage of the caucuses, and then after Iowa, it will go on to New Hampshire, South Carolina, and each one of these caucuses, the American people are going to speak, and I hope that each and every one of you speaks in your own state, in your own communities. You're writing letters to the editor. You're speaking up and standing up in your city councils. You're making your voices heard at the local level, because everything in this constitutional republic comes from the bottom and goes up. And it's our responsibility, and I feel that it is a sacred responsibility, that we take each day, each week, each month of the year to ensure that this country, the United States of America, will move forward in a positive way. And if any indication in 2007 can be shown or appreciated, the successes of that year were incredible. We stopped the massive illegal immigration amnesty. We stopped the DREAM Act. We stopped the AGS bill. We totally controlled what the Senate did by our phone calls and by our letters and by our faxes. And for sure, make sure you join numbersusa.com. Go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and alipac.us, firecoalition.com, thesocialcontract.com, patriotunion.org. These are the biggies that really make a difference. These are the ones that empower you to take a hold of your destiny and your children's destiny, by making this country move to the beat of the American people. Change course, change direction. And, of course, you all know that I write for NewsWithViews.com, AmericanChronicle.com, Rinse.com. So support those websites, because they are the ones that are the movers and shakers. And I'm just really pleased to be a part of that and be a part of them. So before we go into this program this evening, My special guest, of course, is my best friend, my brother Howard, who is a
process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we're with you and connecting the dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It looks like I kind of overran the last commercial break. Didn't hear the theme song coming in, so I just want to again reiterate that my guest this evening is a former police officer, 18-year veteran, police officer and detective, Howard Wooldridge, formerly of Fort Worth, Texas. Also, my brother Howard, if you would like, you can go to his website, www.leap.cc. That's www.leap.cc. It stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. For some reason, I'm losing it a little bit here the first part of the year. And this Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is supported and backed by, police officers and sheriffs across the country, quite a few of just regular police beat cops, retired officers, retired police chief, a lot of military, because it makes sense. And so if you go there, you'll also see that my brother Howard rode his horse, Misty, across America, coast to coast, from Savannah, Georgia, all the way to Newport Beach, Oregon. And he wore on his T-shirt along the way to reach probably somewhere between 15 and 20 million people. The T-shirt said, "Drugs support the legalization of pot. Ask me why. Cops support the legalization of pot. Ask me why." And he had lots of people ask him why. And if you have noticed, he did it again in 2005, I believe it was. He rode from the Los Angeles beach all the way to the Statue of Liberty. And so he is really passionate about this. And the reason he does this is because he is supporting the contention that we can no longer afford the war on drugs. And if you'll look at American Patrol and Rinse.com and certainly on News with Views, you'll see a series, and next week will be the sixth in the series, of the war on drugs. How's that doing, and what's that doing for you? And so I'm just really pleased to welcome tonight and my brother Howard, and thanks for coming on the show, Howard.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All righty. Could you please, Howard, just go over what happened last year as you are lobbying in Congress and seeing senators and congressmen and trying to have them educated, because you're an education specialist, and just tell the audience what you saw, what you expected, some of your defeats, some of your victories, and your overall take on what's going on in Capitol Hill.
Well, it's important first to know that I advocate. I don't actually lobby, but what I did last year was to meet with almost every one of the 540 offices in the House and the Senate, gave them a presentation, 15 to 20 minutes, of why the alternative to the drug war, the alternative to prohibition, would be a much more effective policy for reducing crime, death, disease, and ultimately drug use by ending the war on drugs, ending drug prohibition, and going back to a market which is controlled and regulated by the government, as opposed to the gangs like MS-13, criminals, Osama bin Laden, etc. There were some many successes in the sense that almost all of the offices agreed that the war on drugs is completely ineffective, not getting any bang for your buck, no return on investment, and that they now know that there are a group of dedicated law enforcement professionals who are ready to step forward and testify, to speak truth to power, that this policy is not simply a catastrophic failure. I think most of your listeners would agree with that. It's not working at all. Their communities are overrun by drugs and drug dealers. But the question is, where do we go from here? And in that sense, we accomplished what we wanted to do, which was bring the LEAP message to the halls of power in Congress and let them know that when they're ready to step forward and admit that we were wrong about this new prohibition, that LEAP stands ready to help them.
Well, there's no question that LEAP is the great educational force, and you're leading that particular force on Capitol Hill, but across the country, because you are doing interviews across the nation on big national radio shows, and you're also speaking. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to, and you'd like to engage or book Howard to come speak at your Rotary or your political club or your civic club, he brings a message, and I've seen it myself several times, that's a PowerPoint message. It's logical, it's rational, it's reasonable. And if you could, Howard, share with the audience that the mission of LEAP, and I think it's a profound mission, if you could repeat that for the listeners out there.
Well, the mission of LEAP is to reduce crime, death, disease, and drug use in America by ultimately ending the policy we refer to as the war on drugs, drug prohibition. And to achieve that mission statement, we do speak to those clubs as you spoke, you just mentioned, putting out a program, putting out a program that lets Americans know that the concept of prohibition is not effective, and that the alternative is not as scary as they might think.
There's no question that the this is a new concept that is really more exciting. In fact, I've seen Howard speak to people who were completely in favor of the war on drugs, even realizing that after well over 35 years now, we've spent somewhere close to $1 trillion, and drugs are purer, they're cleaner, they're faster, they're less expensive, and they make criminals out of our own teenagers. And this next column that I interviewed Howard about, I'm going to give you just a preview of. It's called Who Supports the Drug War? And the first paragraph is filled up with, the ones who support the drug war are Osama bin Laden, President George Bush, the Ochoa brothers, Congressman Mark Souter, Mexican cartel, drug cartels, the DEA, the FARC, the National Association of Narcotics Officers, the Canadian Cannabis Growers Association, the pharmaceutical industry, Al-Qaeda, Private Prison Association, the Meth Makers of Mexico Association, John Walters of the USDA's Drug Czar, MS-13 gang members, California's Narcotics Officers Association, Crips and Bloods, the Deputy Chief Thomas Gorman of California, Pablo Escobar's Amigos, Congressman Duncan Hunter, Colombian Cocoa Growers Association, Senator John McCain, and the Fundamentalist Christian Association, along with the Washington Post and the New York Times. Now, I see a pattern there, but could you explain that pattern?
Well, in this case, it's follow the money. You know, we're both old enough to know that in most questions of life, when you follow the money, most answers are revealed. Starting at the top, of course, Osama bin Laden completely supports current prohibition because it's putting $3 billion in his pocket, which he has used effectively to have an offensive in Afghanistan. He's taken back chunks of that particular country. He's using it to fund attacks like 7/7 in London, where they blew up buses and subways, the trains in Spain. Al-Qaeda is very happy with this prohibition because it puts huge amounts of money at their disposal to kill Americans. President Bush is very much in favor of prohibition because he is supported by industries which make lots of money. The first of which, of course, is the pharmaceutical industry. They fear God's medicine, also known as cannabis, also known as marijuana, because everyone knows that God didn't make no junk. Marijuana is very effective medicine. It's low cost, low side effect, and it would take away approximately $30 billion out of the $640 billion pill market across the world. So, of course, President Bush has to support the people who put money in his pocket and his particular party. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, they, of course, support that because it's jobs. 9,000 people are employed by the DEA. Without the war on drugs, they don't have a job. The cocaine cowboys of Colombia, money. The private prison industry in America, they make billions putting these 2.3 million Americans in jail, and they push for laws for more mandatory minimums, more drug punishments, in order to keep their prisons full and expand. It all boils back down to employment. The Fraternal Order of Police supports it because it's a jobs program for police officers and corrections officers, on and on it goes. It's all about the money.
Well, it certainly is about the money. Now, on the negative side of all about money, what about and why does the MS-13 drug gang members across this nation and now 33 states, mm-hmm. why did they support the drug war?
Well, from testimony in the Congress, they control a multi-billion, B-boy billion-dollar enterprise, interstate connected between the MS-13 gangs that distribute and sell these drugs and make huge amounts of money. So, of course, they are completely in favor of drug prohibition. It would be interesting if you could bring on your program a drug dealer and ask him or her how they feel about current drug policy prohibition. They completely support that prohibition because it allows them to earn lots of money for very little work.
And we have proven that and shown that. Now, how many billions of dollars of drugs come across the Mexican border, and how many come across the Canadian border each year?
Well, it's difficult to say because, of course, there's no records kept. But essentially, Americans spend about a ballpark of about $125 billion a year on illegal drugs. A lot of that, probably a solid half or more, come across the Mexican border. Certainly multiple billion dollars come across the Canadian border in the form of marijuana. And then, of course, in America, we still grow a fair amount of marijuana and meth in California, Kentucky, et cetera. But as we've shut down the meth industry in America, the Mexicans have stepped forward, and now about 80% of the meth sold in America is made in super labs in Mexico.
Okay, I'm going to have to drop this for just for a second here. We're going to have a break and come back right after these commercials. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge and my guest tonight, Howard Wooldridge, LEAP.cc. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado, talking to Howard Wooldridge, Officer Howard Wooldridge from Maryland, and an educational expert trying to educate the Congress each day that he moves and talks and gives speeches. And his organization, www.leap.cc, has national speakers around the country. If you're lucky, you'll get my brother, because I think he's one of the best, if not the best. When he gets up in front of an audience, he turns them in a new direction of reasoned and critical thinking. And then once you have that reasoned and critical thinking, you can create the debate. And then the debate starts to lead to solutions. And obviously the drug war has had no positive solutions in the last 35 years because of the aforementioned fact that drugs are still there right now and kids are getting killed. Millions of Americans have been thrown in jail for years because they were smoking some dope, because they were had a bag full of whatever. And the most reasonable thing to do if you're failing at something, and I think that the adage was, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and get the same result, it's a function of insanity. So why not change? Why not make a change? And that's what we're trying to bring you here today. And on Monday, the 7th of the month, which will be January the 7th, you will see a new interview, Part 6, The War on Drugs, Who Does It Benefit?, on newswithviews.com, on rents.com, on americanchronicle.com. And if you look at all six of those interviews, and we're going to do one interview per month as we go into the year, you're going to see the reason and the rationale behind what Howard talks about and what all of the LEAP police officers are advocating, and that is to regulate drugs, to legalize these drugs, and offer them in a setting that's sane and hygienic and reasonable. And could you give us, Howard, some of the reasons why you came to that? Because I know you traveled throughout Europe. My brother Howard speaks all these European languages, German and French and Spanish and so forth. And he visited the drug clinics over there. If you could give us some information on that, I think it would enlighten everybody.
Yeah, and I should also point out that you can join LEAP as a friend. It's online and for free. And add your voice to the thousands out there already saying enough already on this on this new prohibition. But yeah, I visited Switzerland several years ago, went to a clinic where the Swiss take a public health approach to drugs as opposed to a criminal justice health approach, and they offer treatment upon request. And so about 70% of their heroin addicts are in treatment as opposed to getting their drugs in the street. And they go to a clinic, either get their methadone or, if depending on circumstances, they are actually sold heroin twice a day from somewhere between $0 and $15, depending on their ability to pay. The bottom line for me that was so impressive as I talked to police officers in French and German was the tremendous reduction in crime, which is what police officers are all about, reducing crime and crime victims. And there's been a consistent 60% reduction in felony crime in Switzerland. And there's been no drug overdose because it is regulated, it's controlled. Technicians make sure there's no rat poison in it. Disease has gone down because you don't get the dirty needles. And because they've done a fantastic job of education, the Swiss now are enjoying a tremendous reduction in new users. Much fewer Swiss citizens are taking heroin because they took the glamour away from it by making it a medical issue as opposed to a glamorous thing to do. And it's so successful, now copied in six countries. This is a rational solution to people who want to take heroin instead of whiskey as a drug of comfort.
And that's, again, for most people, and I would like, as a former inner-city teacher, there are many people in the world that come from different backgrounds, and a lot of them coming from the inner cities or very poor situations. Drugs are a self-medication, and whether they're right or wrong or whether you like them or not or whether they're legal or not, people use drugs for self-medication or whatever their reasons, and because millions of them do and have throughout history, it's time to change paradigms. Let's step out of the taboos of the 20th century and the kind of programs that have failed, the paradigms that have failed, such as the drug war. And let's move into new paradigms and new processes that will bring human dignity, will bring human appreciation, and so that we can help these individuals. And making it a medical issue is so much more reasonable than making it a criminal issue. And that's what Howard does. And when you go to LEAP, LEAP.cc, again, you're going to see facts and figures. You're going to be able to book one of the national speakers into your Rotary Club, into your Kiwanis, into your Lions Club, into your city council meeting. And once you see it, then the light of reason will dawn, and then we can change this national tragedy into a positive experience and a positive future for everyone that gets caught up in this situation. Now, I want anyone who wants to call in 1-800-313-9443. I have two people waiting, one in Virginia there, Joe in Virginia, Don in from Oregon. We're going to get to you after the break. Howard, as you're stepping into 2008, What do you... Oh, I guess we're out of time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Connecting the Dots, my brother Howard Wooldridge out of Washington, D.C., and I'll get to these callers, and when we get back from these words from our local sponsors, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks again for joining us. I'm talking to my brother Howard Wooldridge, and we're talking about the aspects of the drug prohibition in this country that has been going on now, the war on drugs, and the kinds of consequences that it is bringing to this nation. Families who have children who become instant drug dealers at the age of 13 or 14 or even younger that don't get to have their childhoods because there's always big money there, and so many kids in any kind of situation, they're going to look at making $5 or $6 an hour compared to making $300 or $400 or $500 or $600 or $1,000 a month of just changing hands and drugs. They're going to fall into this thing. And if you have any questions on that to ask, Howard, I certainly would invite you to call us at 1-800-313-9443. I have on my board right now Joe from Virginia. Is Joe on the line? And can we have you have a question or a comment, sir? Okay, and Don from Oregon is not there? Okay, we don't have those. If you want, call back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to start answering questions right now, because I know many times And I've gotten quite a few letters from people across the country saying, well, this drug war is better than having those lousy drugs out there, and we got to stop this kind of crime. It's the same thing. If we keep letting illegal aliens come across the borders, we're going to have more of the same problem. And I think, Howard, in that kind of a comparison, isn't it more like apples and oranges, you know, the illegal alien invasion versus the drug war?
Yeah, it's apples and oranges. You have to look at policy in terms of what's effective. And everyone across America today knows, after my profession has spent $1 trillion, we've arrested 38 million Americans. The world is awash in drugs and drug dealers. Even the DEA, the Federal Narcotics Boys, admit in their literature, quote, drugs are readily available to America's youth. So the goal of the prohibition was to make drugs hard to find, weaker, and more expensive. And, of course, the opposite has occurred because there's so much money now to be made. You have all these for-profit drug dealers trying to hook your kids, because if they hook a kid, if they hook a friend, then they make more money. You know, when you go into a store to buy alcohol or cigarettes, the clerk is making $10 an hour. They don't care what you buy, whether it's a candy bar, a pack of Marlboros, or a six-pack of beer, because that particular drug dealer selling the two deadliest drugs in America, the alcohol and tobacco, they don't care what you buy. And they give away no free samples. And, of course, that's not true of the illegal drug dealer, and therein lies the great problem. So we have a world that's awash in drug dealers, and the best experts in America that I've talked to said that we can certainly eliminate all the crime and the violence and death associated with the illegal drug trade, and then we could do a much better job of treating, in a health concept, those who are out there and addicted, especially with the money you can make taxing marijuana. You could offer drug treatment in a Four Seasons hotel for every drug addict in America. But even worse than that, Frosty, for me, is the fact that because we're spending so much time arresting a Willie Nelson, we miss drunk drivers that killed 17,000 people last year. We're missing reckless drivers because we're spending millions and millions of road police hours trying to find a baggie of pot under some kid's front seat. This reduces public safety as detectives, instead of going online to find a child predator, are spending their hours out there trying to find a field of marijuana, a meth lab, or a Rush Limbaugh taking too many pills.
Okay, now I'm going to be a little devil's advocate right here. Before I'm going to have to ask you two questions. One of them is not going to be that controversial. The next one's going to be quite controversial. Let's just say tomorrow, President Bush put out an executive order, stopped the war on drugs, and turned all of the DEA into some other activity. What would be the process, and what would happen once drugs became legal in this country? What's the first one or two or three or four things that are going to start happening?
Well, the first thing that I advocate for in the halls of Congress is to end federal prohibition. Let the state. This should be a states' rights issue, the same as alcohol, due to the 21st Amendment, is a complete states' rights issue. Every state sells alcohol differently than the other states. I don't believe two states are alike. And that's what we need, is we need 50 laboratories out there discovering the best way to regulate, control, and sell these dangerous drugs. So the first thing President Bush could do would be call for the end of federal prohibition. He could direct the 4,000 DEA agents to start investigating leads of people flying airplanes without trying to learn how to land. They could be certainly turned into 4,000 agents who are there for national security reasons, Al-Qaeda, anybody else. We certainly need that in the century of 9/11. So advocating the end of federal prohibition, and then at the state levels, every state could make their own decision on whether to continue prohibition or not.
I like that idea, because one of the things that was never followed through is the fact that you were noting that we would be investigating people who are learning how to fly 747s without landing or taking off.
Right.
And that kind of really new direction for the DEA would be much appreciated in this post 9/11 era. And as we see with Benazir Bhutto that just got killed over in Pakistan, and we see the kind of unrest that's going on in the Middle East, you got to know there's some pretty nasty people really quite angry at the United States of America, and they're infiltrating this country as we speak.
Sure.
Now, you're going to take away all of the money because all of a sudden you made drugs legal. But now let's go to the religious and moral or the religious or moral question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fundamentalist Christians are adamant that God believes that the drug war is just and righteous and that Jesus would also support it. What would you say? And I hate that question because poor Jesus gets thrown into the 21st century when he was living in the first 33 years of the first century. But what do you say about the morality and the ethics of that and what Christians might want to think about other than what they're thinking about right now?
Well, first, I am not qualified to answer questions of morality when it comes to what you put in your body. Certainly, if you're not sure what to put in your body, whether it's a drug or a food, you should consult your religious advisor and ask him or her if this drug or this particular food is moral or immoral according to your own particular religion. I can tell you that the most people I talk to on this are Christians, and they say it's immoral to take drugs, even though it's important to note that in the Bible, in Proverbs 31:6-7, it says, give strong drink unto those who are about to die, and give wine to those who are heavy of heart. So even in the Bible, there is a recommendation by God to use a mind-altering, intoxicating, addicting drug called alcohol to those who need it. So it's certainly not true that in the Christian religion and the Jewish religion there is a law that says you should not use mind-altering, intoxicating drugs. The modern Christians have simply ignored that particular recommendation and encouragement from God and have come up with their own ideas. Other passages in the Bible saying don't get drunk and the king should not drink because he needs a clear head, and that all makes sense. You don't want your leaders making decisions that are when they're all, you know, high on wine. But this is a argument which doesn't hold water, especially in the Christian religion and the Jewish religion, in terms of the morality of it. But that's thrown out there all the time. I come back and ask people, what is the morality of a policy which then offers employment to a million teenagers, of which every week in 2008, one or two 14- and 15-year-olds will be shot dead selling drugs in America. Those moral people have to put that into their thinking cap and say, is it worth it? They have all these children, American children, slaughtered at the age of 14 and 15 in order to continue this moral policy of prohibition. And the flip side of that, I cannot emphasize enough that no matter how you feel about these drugs, Al-Qaeda is making $3 billion this year. It is what I consider fence post stupid to put billions of dollars in the hands of people trying to kill us.
I can't argue with that. And as I would think when it comes to, and I think I'll answer this question about what I think Jesus would think. And you have to ask, would Jesus put a cocaine or a marijuana user in the hellhole of a Texas prison for 5 or 10 years? And versus would Jesus simply put the child of 15 or 16 or whatever into a medical facility so that they can deal with this on a medical level?
Mm-hmm.
And that to me sounds like a little bit more, what, kinder and gentler approach that a figure such as Jesus would act upon. So I hope that gives everyone out there that has a great deal of religious appreciation for this question, I hope that gives you another look at this thing. And of course, that's the key here, is to look at it in a little different light. One of the things that Howard does, and he does it so well, is he brings new information. And when he brings new information, and I know a very dear friend of mine, Rick Chiesa, who was on part of the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, he's 68 years old. He was totally in favor of the war on drugs, and within a couple of, well, I think it was one evening, Howard presented the same information, the same education, And if you talk to Rick Chiesa just a year and a half later, you would see that a man has changed totally. And he's a very religious man, and yet he really opened up, and he became educated to this thing. So in 2008, as you ply the halls of Congress, and you meet the senators, and you meet the House of Reps, and you meet with the aides, what are some of the things that you're going to continue to do this year in 2008?
Well, certainly I will be there as a reminder that it is time to end the policy. I'm going to be working on a resolution for the congressman to sign on to, which says basically, whereas the war on drugs has failed, the United States should adopt immediately a public health approach to these dangerous drugs. Because, in fact, what you're saying about WWJD, indeed, as I understand from all my times in Sunday school, et cetera, that there's no question that the first thing we do is bring some love and compassion and Jesus-like qualities to this, and you would never, ever put a person in jail for one day because of something they put in their mouth. This seems to me completely against the Christian religion because, again, there's a passage in the Bible that says, it is not what goeth into a man's mouth which defile him. It is what comes out of a man's mouth which defiles him. And so all of the information I have would say that at a minimum, we adopt a public health approach. Nobody goes to jail for simple possession. Let's help these people. Let's show some compassion and love and caring about people who have a drug problem, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, cocaine, marijuana, or meth. These people deserve our compassion. These are our mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. These are not some four-headed monsters. These people are ourselves, and they deserve the best we can give them in a loving and caring way, and that's at a minimum. But those resolutions I'll bring before these offices to get them again to think about it and say, come on, folks, this is bad for America. We need to say the three hardest words in English. I was wrong. This new prohibition is wrong for America. It's wrong for American citizens. It's not good for national security, and we need to end it as soon as possible.
I'm really going to agree with that because I've, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen Howard speak in Arizona. I've seen him speak in Colorado. I've seen him speak in Washington, D.C. And one of the things that I watch for in audiences, because I speak a lot in front of audiences myself, I'll be at the University of Texas next month with Roy Beck of NumbersUSA.com, and we're going to be speaking down there about the immigration population crisis. But I looked to these audiences and watched the eyes of the attendees. And when Howard speaks, and he's spoken to 1,000-2,000 people at a clip, he's had standing ovations from these huge audiences, because what happens is once they see the light of day, if you will, once they get educated, once they see this from another perspective, you can see, and I have seen, their eyes light up. It's like holy catfish. They're enlightened, and once you're enlightened, once you're educated, you are then able to think critically, and that's the great process that Howard brings to this great drug war debate. Now, when people go to www.leap.cc, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, what are they going to see? What can they do once they get there, and how can they join?
Well, they can go there and of course, read our mission statement about who we are, what we're doing, learn who is on our board of advisors, who supports our concept, men like William F. Buckley, Milton Friedman, George Shultz, former Secretary of State. There are many out there. Walter Cronkite is one of our supporters. Men and women who understand that there are no advantages to this prohibition, no positive outcomes. They can, as you say, they can go on and ask for a speaker for their particular area. We now have speakers in 36 states, and we do make road trips. There are men and women out there who go on the road for a week and spend time speaking to many places in one particular area. And then from there are links to other organizations that have tremendous amounts of information about the stats. But, Frosty, it's not about stats. It's not about everybody, pretty much in America, knows that this policy, this strategy of war on drugs, is not effective. The question is, where do we go from here? And how scary is it to go, well, what if Howard is wrong? What if crime goes up? What if all the experts are wrong? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this used to be a bold nation. You know, we're also now for what if we make a mistake? I remember a former legislator in Denver, in Colorado, said, but what if it gets worse? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we took that attitude as Americans, we would never have crossed the Mississippi River. We would never cross the Appalachian Mountains. You know, we need to be a little bolder in our thinking and say, you know what, it's okay to make a mistake. You know, when we went to the moon, several astronauts died in an accident. That's going to happen. We need to at least start trying to do something better than we're doing today because, as you said earlier, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity.
Well, it truly is, and I want to just jump on that one, Howard, because we also visited George Washington's Fort Mount Vernon just this past fall, and had he not come back across the Potomac, would we have a nation? And so you ring true. You bring that passion and you bring that knowledge to the thing that, hey, folks, LEAP, L-E-A-P, let's leap into the future with a greater understanding, and I'm going to repeat this. The mission of LEAP is to reduce the multitude of unintended harmful consequences resulting from fighting the war on drugs and to lessen the incidence of death, disease, crime, and addiction by ultimately ending the drug prohibition. We're coming up to the last few minutes in this commercial break. We'll be right back with Howard Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us at Connecting the Dots. My brother, Officer Howard Wooldridge with LEAP.cc, and you've got an earful this evening, and I hope it's an earful that's enlightening, that it's thought-provoking, that it creates critical thinking, and that you talk about it over the coffee hour, down there at the IHOP or at Denny's or your favorite place. And a watering hole. And the key here is we want to make sure we create debate, discussion, solution. And you're part of all of that. And Howard, you have a quote here that I think is incredible. It's about envisioning the world in the future. Could you share that with the listening audience?
Well, it's important. You know, everyone knows the current situation of the police going essentially nowhere and making a dent in this whole situation. But I would ask your audience to envision a world where drugs, all drugs, are sold in a state-regulated store, not on street corners by teenagers, which gets them either sucked into a gang or killed. Imagine a world where our federal police are focusing on national security threats, the Al-Qaedas of the world, and not busting up medical marijuana gardens. You know, think about a world where terrorists, Al-Qaeda, don't buy weapons and don't fund their troops with money made from selling drugs. Envision a world where felony crime is going to drop a solid 50%, and guys like me, your local cops, are going to focus on that deadly drunk driver, that reckless driver, and go online tonight and go find those child predators who want to have sex with your 13-year-olds. These are the realities of life. And envision a world where one day, because it's going to happen to somebody out there, one day if you or a loved one has a drug problem, you see a doctor, not a judge. All these things are possible if we simply repeal these laws of the new prohibition, go back to a policy based on personal responsibility, limited effective government, and states' rights. That's where we need to go in 2008. And I hope you will write to your congressmen and senators and tell them that it's time to reexamine this new prohibition. If it's not working well, let's go down the road that's going to make a difference and make America a better place.
Amen. I'm touched just listening to that from my brother Howard, and I'm honored to have him on the show, and I hope each and every one of you out there who I'm sure has seen a drug problem, as relatives with a drug problem, whether it's alcohol or whether it's cigarettes or whether it's cocaine or whether it's marijuana or whether it's ecstasy or acid or whatever it is, and that we come together with a little more enlightenment with an hour each month with my brother Howard, go to leap.cc, leap.cc, and educate yourself. Read these column interviews that I'm doing with Howard. This one will be on the Monday issue of newswithviews.com. And once you're educated and once you're enlightened, I'm going to see your eyes light up. Yes. And then I'm going to see you take action for your children. And then we can go after the 17,000 deaths of the DUI out there instead of making misery for all those who get caught up in the drugs. Yep. And let's change the way we're operating, because the current drug prohibition is not working.
And speaking of children, Frosty, you know, on a lighter note, for those of you who are horse fans, Misty's Long Ride by Smooth Georgia Myth, No Politics, How She Carried My Little Butt Across America in 6 Months, wonderful book, wonderful airplane book, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Howard. God bless and Godspeed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Misty's Long Ride Across America on Horseback is a great book. I've read it 20 times, and I can't get enough of it. Go to my website to see it, or Amazon.com. Thanks for joining us for the new year. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Look forward to seeing you throughout the year. This is Frosty Wooldridge. Godspeed, God bless, and good night.